Okay, so on this one, there's three pictures of someone called family. And basically from this tree, you need to pick the one that doesn't look like a family. And it's supposed to say a lot about your personality, like how you feel about these images. I already picked one, but you can...
The one that does not feel like a family. Like family.
Yeah. You need to pick and you remember the name. You guys do the same at home. You're going to put the picture, the images on the screen and read the explanations for all three choices.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to... Undressed.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How are we feeling?
Good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm chill. This Monday.
We're chill too.
The weather is getting better.
Yeah. Good. I feel like the hot weather is coming again.
Yes.
Slowly but surely.
I was feeling sleepy, but then I took a big coffee and I feel better.
Good. Yeah. Good, good.
So I woke up at 8 a.m. to give some pills to my dog. So
because of his ears?
Yeah. And then I went back to sleep. But it feels like, I don't know, I was able to fall asleep again, but it still feels like
the same. It's
never the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the store next to my building, there it's going to open up a new vet as well.
Oh.
So, but they're like renovating the entire space. Mm. So it's also like from 8 a.m.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like... So yeah.
I've but a vet is good.
But a vet is good. But I don't think it's going to be for my bird.
Mm.
It's going to be for cats and dogs.
That's
but yeah,
true.
It's good still. It's good.
It's like such a niche. It's like a really small...
Small niche.
Niche. Cats and dogs. That's all. The other day I saw... was I with you when we saw this weird animal walking? Oh no, I don't think it was with you. One furão.
Oh my god, I would love to.
How do you say it in
one.
English?
I don't know.
What? Wait, I'm gonna look it up.
But that's my like my boyfriend wanted to have one.
They are so cute.
Before I gave him a bird. But you need to have like a license. A ferret.
Ferret?
Yeah, ferret. But you need to have a license. Here to have one in Portugal.
Really?
Yeah.
So the guy had a license.
Yeah,
it's ferret. And I was so surprised because he was like, you know, they look black and white, but when I saw him, it looked black and yellow in a way. Like the white between the black really looks yellow. So it looked almost like he was glowing. And he was with this leash. Uh-huh. Walking down in the city center, downtown. It was like, what a
so
dream.
So cute.
I was like so shocked. Yeah. The guy was looking at me like...
What do you want? You're looking at my fur?
You're looking at my fur? Do you want to pet him?
Can I pet your fur?
I would. Guys can do that. Just grab a beautiful animal and you will draw every girl's
That's
attention.
That's so true, yeah.
I feel like guys do that for attention.
Tip 101, if you want to get a girl.
Yeah.
Just get a cute animal.
The looks will go from looking at you like this, suspicious, to...
Oh my god! To like, he must be of a good person to have such a cute pet.
Exactly. It's like bonus points for sure. That's how some people feel when they see guys with babies too.
Yeah.
But we feel it with the, with the animals.
Can't relate.
So today, the theme is going to be personality types.
Personality types.
How would you describe your personality? What do you know, like, you know your zodiac. Do you think that defines a lot of your personality? Do you feel like you're a Pisces?
Like
do you
a
feel
Pisces.
Like a Pisces?
I don't feel like 100% a Pisces, but I feel like a Pisces and Gemini and Aquarius, like all combined.
Okay.
You know, especially since like all of the people around me, I feel like there's a lot of things that I relate more to the Gemini and the Aquarius part of me rather than the Pisces.
Okay.
But I don't know how I would describe my personality.
I think it's very fun, the zodiac. And that's why we're going to do other tests today to see like other types of categories.
Yeah.
Categories, yeah. Uh-huh. To describe personalities, because a zodiac is just one of them.
Yeah.
But I feel like it really hits the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how it's possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people might be a little like
skeptical.
Yeah. Or some you might be like not guessing the zodiac right away. But a lot of people are like exactly like the zodiac.
Yeah, a lot of people they are. Yeah.
I feel I'm very much like my zodiac.
Yeah.
But I feel you fit the Pisces.
Yeah.
Box too.
Yeah.
From what I learned about
I'm a Pisces. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
definitely a Pisces. I'm definitely. But yeah, some people are really obsessed with the whole like, how do you call it? Because the main zodiac is the sun sign, right? But then you have like the moon and then you have like all the like other planets.
The map, the astral map.
Yeah. Some people are really into that and that I don't know much, but yeah, I know I'm a lot like my sun, star sign. Mm-hmm. My sun sign or star sign? Sun sign.
Sun sign.
Sun sign.
I don't know if they're the same. I don't know if you can say star sign to talk
because
about your
sun. Because sun is a star. Well, by the way, a meteor just fell in Portugal.
I woke up and I was like, what is this? It looked like it was made up.
You saw it?
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. I saw like videos. It was
over. You woke up the next day.
Yeah.
You were sleeping before midnight?
I was.
Wow. And a Saturday.
And a Saturday. I'm getting
up. Oh,
you know what? This weekend I was like, I'm gonna restore my sleep. And I slept like 9 hours every night. Like all every night. And then this night that passed by, I was awake for so long because I think that I had no any more sleep within me. So yeah, no, I need
wow,
to get
that's
tired
incredible.
Again. But yeah.
I saw like just the brightness of it, but I wasn't looking at the sky because I just got home at that time. And actually, my dad was in the living room and he was like, what the hell was that? And I was like, Dad, that's just the fireworks because on Saturday night
that
we had fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, but I heard the fireworks. So I wasn't asleep yet.
Yeah, it was before the fireworks.
Oh, yeah. So I heard the fireworks.
Yeah.
So I wasn't asleep yet.
Because it was at 10 minutes to midnight. And the fireworks start at midnight.
Yeah,
so it was a little earlier, the meteor. And the thing is, I find weird, is that everyone saw it and heard it, like the sound of it falling.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say that the sound is not falling, but it's like just ripping through the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But either way, I was watching on the TV almost live, like 5 or 10 minutes after we saw the meteor. So everyone was saying like it fell on this area or that area. And then the next day when I woke up, no one knows where it fell down.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
no
yeah.
one can find a thing. And now they say that it fell on the ocean. So I'm a little suspicious.
Yeah. And like, it's very weird that we did not get any, like,
warning
before, like.
Exactly. Usually, don't they tell people
things? Isn't that your job?
It could have fallen on someone's house.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they tell you something?
It's very weird. It's like a huge thing.
I think they don't know anything.
Not to be prepared.
About, like.
I think so, too.
I think it's all a lie when they say that they can predict when the meteors are gonna fall.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can't predict shit because that's a star dying, so they don't know when stars are gonna die.
Yeah.
And then they say like, yeah, NASA confirms that a meteor fell down in Portugal, like after it fell down.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. But yeah, we don't know shit, and it could be like a tiny small alien.
Yeah, you could.
And I'm happy that it chose Portugal.
Yeah, I know. Because it's where the creeps are. They're like, I want to go there.
And drinking all the wine. I bet it's something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's weird as fuck. Imagine being on a plane and seeing that.
Yeah.
I would like piss my pants.
I would.
I'll shit my pants.
I would be like, I'm going to die on this plane.
What the hell was that? Like, yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, enough of stars. Back to personality types. So besides Zodiac, what type of personality types do you know?
I know the MBTA.
That's big on Asia and Korea. Yeah. They like... In Korea, on the series, when I'm watching like K-drama and these reality TV shows there, not only do they are obsessed with MBTI, but also with blood type. They're really? Like, are you an A?
I don't know my blood type.
You don't know your blood
type? No.
What if something happens? What do I tell the doctor?
I'm gonna die.
They just give you O because O is for everybody.
Exactly.
So you don't know?
I don't know.
I'm an A. I'm a basic bitch.
Really? Is that the basic one?
I feel
one?
Like A is like what everyone has.
Okay.
And then the O is special because you can give blood to everyone.
And then there's
B.
B.
And okay. AB, I think.
And AB,
I think it
yeah.
can be A, AB, B, or O.
Okay.
And then there's positive and negative.
And the rarest is what? AB?
I think the O types, maybe AB is rare. I think the best to have is the O.
Okay.
Because O can give blood to everybody, everyone. I think. That's it. But I think O negative can give to everybody, but cannot receive.
Yeah.
So that might be like a fucked up one.
That's very fucked up.
Yeah, actually it's not bad to be an A because I can receive from A's and...
O's.
O's.
Yeah. A's and hoes.
I would love to see what that means for us, but you don't know yours.
I don't know mine.
Should I look it up, what A means?
Yeah, go ahead. I might be A too.
People with blood type A are found to be more emotionally intelligent.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
We're so much better than A's and B's and O's. You are more likely to take into consideration the societal?
I think this is society thing.
Societal? I think it must be social rules.
Societal. I think that's how you say it.
That's
societal rules.
Good.
Yeah, you're a very nice citizen.
You are least likely to indulge in... I swear to God, this English. Haphazard actions? Who wrote
like,
this? Like a poet from the 18th yeah. century?
Okay, so you don't do illegal shit.
That's true. That's true. Though you can at times be stubborn, obsessive... Overly sensitive, pessimistic, and easily stressed out. they literally left the worst to last. They're like, you're amazing, emotionally intelligent.
However.
well, this is very like generalistic.
That's very general.
But I yeah. agree. So maybe that actually affects my personality. Who knows? So we... We'll only wait for next episode to know Sophia's blood type.
I don't know if I'm going to go know
I
on
think
the next
you can,
episode.
You can know that from your like…
Blood analysis?
Like vaccine book? No.
It
might be there. Or your birth certificate.
I don't think so. Because if
no?
if it was there, I would have known by now.
Maybe. Are you an alien? Are your parents like… Keeping it from you.
Imagine
your
like,
my parents
blood,
are doctors.
My blood being green and my parents. She can never show
blood
that
type
anyone.
X. X. Very rare. So yeah, besides the blood type, they also love MBTI. And I know once we were like talking about that and we decided to make the test and I sent you the link
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you did it too. Do you remember what the result was?
I
back
think
then?
I was an INFP.
INFP. Yeah, I think we made it like 4 or 5 years, probably yeah. 4 years ago before the pandemic, maybe three yeah. years ago. I don't know. I was a INTPA.
Okay.
So
I don't remember the second letter. I think it was an A too.
Yeah.
Because you can be A and B, right? I think so. I think probably. You can be, yeah.
And we decided to take a test live here today to see if we're still the same person that we were 3 years ago.
I'm sure we aren't. I think
you
we
think?
Aren't.
Not? I think so. I'm wondering. Let's see.
So yeah, you guys at home can just do the test with us. But at the end, there's nothing. You're not going to have the results. But you can go to your computer
and do it at the same time.
At the same time.
That would mean a lot.
That would mean a lot to us. Like a lot, a lot.
It's a little thing. So we are using the 16 personalities test. I don't know if this is a good one to take, but there's another one here called MBTI personalities or something like that, MBTI. And it says it's $60 to take the test.
So yeah, that's probably the good one.
That's probably the good one. Sorry, guys, we are sheep in this podcast. So the thing is, on this one, for this screen recording. On this one, there's like these questions, and then there's agree, disagree, and there's like this balls for you to select, and it's 7 of them. So you can put like the degree of what you agree
and disagree.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm gonna start. You regularly make new friends. There you go.
So you fully disagree. You fully disagree.
I don't make friends regularly.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I made a friend, so I strongly disagree.
I put the medium for me.
The medium. Yeah.
Because, yeah. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
That's good. Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple and straightforward ones.
Complex and novel. Novel as in new one?
Yeah, I think so.
Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple. What does this mean?
I think it's like something new and complicated and like more difficult, more challenging excites you more than comfort. And like,
okay,
I think it's between those. That's what I understand from that. But I'm not sure.
I put that I agree, but not like super agree. Just the first level of agree.
I super agree, I think. I super agree.
I super agree.
You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than by factual arguments. Okay, so I understand that it's like if you're more into your gut yeah. feeling or facts,
mm-hmm.
right? This is a hard one. Okay.
I agreed.
I decided to go like there's a middle, and I went just one ball
one agree.
Towards the agree.
I went for just two balls.
Just because I think I'm not like completely blind to arguments and facts. Like if someone explains something to me that it's right, I think it would change my mind. But in the end, like the very end, if I'm more towards like the gut,
something,
I would.
Yeah.
But. your living and working space are clean and organized. I'm exposing myself. Because there's a reality in what I believe. What do I choose? Okay.
Go. Oh,
our producer is making one test at the same time. I really want to know.
I put the medium.
Yeah.
Because my working space, my living space needs to be clean and organized. But my working space, as in my closet, yeah, it's a mess sometimes. Like, I can go deep cleaning and it looks great, but a week later it's disorganized again.
Yeah. I put almost the same, but a ball towards the disagree.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm just a little bit messy.
Mm-hmm.
You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
Disagree. I'm gonna do like that. But I'm never calm. She's way calmer than me. When we're in a lot of pressure, she's like the calmness, and I'm like the stress.
That's true. I put like strongly agree. I feel nervous inside, but I show calmness to other people. That's how I behave. So even if I'm like about to go on stage or something, people sometimes worry because I just become
like, are you gonna pass out?
Yeah, I'm just like this. Sometimes my body makes me yawn.
Yawn, yeah.
And it looks like I'm even sleepy, but I'm nervous, but I look calm. It's weird. You find the idea of networking and promoting yourself to strangers very daunting. Wait, what is daunting?
It's good. Bad. It's really bad. Like, so yeah. We both disagree. Because it's our job.
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right.
Glad we're on the same page on this one.
You prioritize and plan tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline. Oh my God, let me think.
I feel like the first part for you is true, but then you are a procrastinator.
Exactly. That's hard because the plan, I don't plan shit.
But you know what?
But I complete them.
Yeah, you know the tasks and you know the order you need to do them and when when to do them.
Just gonna go neutral.
Neutral.
And it's too hard. Just go neutral. I'm not a planner. You know those people who plan and do lists? Like my boyfriend's such a planner. He makes lists for everything, but then he doesn't do shit. I don't plan, and
no,
I
you
do.
You do shit, yeah.
Is this mine? People's stories and emotions speak louder to you than numbers or data. This is a hard one. It's very like...
I strongly agree on this one. You disagree? She's a cold-hearted queen.
I don't know. It's data.
It's data. It's out there.
If it's facts. There are facts. There are facts that aliens are true. You like to use organizing tools like schedules and lists.
I'm going to agree a little bit because I do like to use them. But I don't usually use them. But when I use them, I like it.
I remember one time that... Do you know those notebooks that you can remove and put new sheets on? So it's like this... It calls smart... notebooks or something. Mm. They have it for school now. Mm-hmm. One time I bought them like thinking I was gonna change my life. And there was like this schedule for every single month. And then there's like empty pages for you to write on and draw.
We already knew each other then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that phase.
I carry it everywhere. And the fun fact is like after a year, you need to throw away the schedules
inside,
because... Yeah. The schedule is for that year only. Yeah. So at the end of the year, I looked through the notebook and the empty pages to write on, they were filled with stuff and notes. And But the schedules were all empty.
I'm the same with mine. Like, I'm exactly the same. I'm still using one from like 2022 and I write on the empty pages.
Exactly. So we're not planners or...
Yeah.
Even a small mistake can cause you... to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge. Are you having a tough time on this one?
Yeah. Like, do I want to open that door? Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt. No, I don't think so. I disagree a little bit. Because I'm trying to be... less hard on myself. What did you reply?
You agree? I agree fully because I know this is a problem I have. I'm like very hard on myself in terms of like trying to be perfect at everything.
Yeah.
And a small mistake that I do makes me really annoyed. And I only focus on the small
mistake
instead of like all the achievement. So it's bad. I try to change it, but I still have to agree. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation.
I'm gonna disagree. I'm scared of that person, probably. Disagree.
Same, I disagree too. I wish I was that person because I love when people do that with me. And I'm like, thank you so much for walking up to me and saying that you like either my outfit, my whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't be like that with other
people. I'm so scared of the other person's reaction. Imagine if she's like, oh, honey, go away.
And it feels forced. Like if I try to do that, it feels rehearsed. I'm like, I'm going to go now. You look great.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel as natural.
I love you. Please. Love me.
Like today I went for a coffee and I was asking and the guy was super nice. He's very nice to me. And I'm like, I knew it was going to be a good interaction because he's very nice.
The guy is nice at the coffee place. What coffee place?
It's so coffee.
The one with the dog.
No, the other one. The one with the stool outside.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know the guy that works there?
No.
So usually when I go there, he's always nice to me. So I enter, there's a lot of people in front of me and the guy was already like, and I was like, it's so nice. So when it was my turn, I was like, I want a coffee with vegetable milk.
Vegetable milk.
I don't know why my voice went like that. It was so weird and he left and I started like turning red. It's such a weird interaction. If people are not nice to me, I might like behave better.
Yeah, I feel like you would be better if people were rude to you. Like, what the fuck? Just give me my oat milk cappuccino right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to react to kindness. You are not too interested in discussions about various interpretations of creative works. You understood?
You are not too interested. Not I think you are very interested in discussing.
I love discussing.
So you disagree.
I disagree.
She loves to discuss. She loves to discuss.
Why did they ask that in the negative?
Yeah, it's weird. Like sometimes the hard thing is to understand what they're saying here. I'm going to slightly disagree because I am interested in discussion. But not all the time.
Not too severe discussion.
Not too severe.
Just something light and fun.
Yeah, just some chit chat.
Okay, this had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You prioritize facts over people's feelings when determining a course of action. This is kind of similar to what we already replied. Oh my gosh, this is hard.
Agree. Iris. We agree.
Okay.
I'm going to slightly disagree because people's feelings are important.
True. I went with a slight.
Agree.
Slight.
Good.
Good. Good balance. That's why we're a team.
Yeah.
You often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all. Okay. Wait. You allow the day to unfold. Okay.
I'm going to disagree because I like to have a schedule. Even if the schedule is, I'm going to do nothing today.
Yeah.
That's my schedule.
True. Yeah, I went with like a slightly disagree too.
That was
because I don't like to have a schedule all the time, but if I don't and it's totally free and up to chance, it also stresses me out.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I agree.
You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet.
I'm going to agree because I don't worry about the good impression, about making a good impression.
I slightly disagree. I think I would love to not care, but I think I wonder.
What they thought about you.
In the end, like, these people like me or do they hate me? I think there's only like an option. Indifference is not an option. And I was like, which team are you on?
Did you love me or did you hate me? Tell me, I must know.
I can't live like this. Oh my God. You enjoy participating in team-based activities.
Stop.
Why are you like that? This is a fun test.
I'm gonna agree. I like to participate in team-based.
Don't look at mine. Okay. You enjoy experimenting with new and untested approaches. Mm-hmm. I think I do. Like, depends on the untested. I don't want to, like, take a pill.
That's the thing. Like, this is so vague. Imagine if someone, we have a new pill, you get $1,000, you just need to take it once. But yeah, I'm going to agree slightly because it might be interesting. But she agreed fully. If you have new shit to try, she's your girl.
I went more with the new approaches than the untested ones, but maybe I should not have agreed fully. You prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest. This is a hard one.
Your face. Oh, like you don't want to tell them
bad things, right?
Bad things.
If you prefer to like be...
I was thinking like... Because if I'm being sensitive myself, I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Mm. No, I think it's sensitive towards
the other. Yeah, I am a little bit.
More sensitive?
More sensitive. But you're I am a little bit more honest.
But I couldn't like disagree totally because there's a lot of times where I wish I was even more honest. And I'm like, okay, no, I can't say that. You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge areas to explore.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. I love new experiences.
Same. I agreed almost fully, but not totally fully because I don't like bungee jump. Or to like super crazy new experience. Untested. You are prone to worrying that things will take a turn for the worst.
I am. I'm gonna agree.
Prone is like
I'm gonna agree fully on that one.
You are prone to worrying that things will take
like
a turn.
I always
for
feel
the
like
worst.
Something bad is about to happen.
You do. That's so true. Oh no, there's a cloud. I knew it was gonna rain today. I think I'm like medium disagree. Like I'm usually an optimistic, but I'm at the same time I've been like beaten down.
Yeah.
That's why.
The hope has been taken away from us.
It's true. Slowly. I started to fear the worst.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be the big difference between 3 years ago.
Maybe. Yeah, we had more hope then.
The optimism is going to go down the drain. You enjoy solitary hobbies and or activities more than group ones. That's true.
I'm going to disagree. Slightly. I like to be around people.
Okay. You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living.
That's very random. Yeah. You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living. This is so random because it's like, do I have the imagination for it? Yeah. But do I have the writing skills? You know?
I think it's not as technical. It's just if you imagine yourself.
I don't think so because that would mean I would have to stay at home writing. I'm going to disagree.
I think I fully agreed.
You disagreed. Oh, wait, we did this wrong. You cannot imagine yourself.
Yeah, I disagree because I imagine myself.
You imagine. So I needed to agree because I cannot imagine. Okay. It's the English.
True. You favor efficiency in decisions even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects.
I'm gonna agree slightly.
Same. It wasn't slightly.
It was a fully agree.
You prefer to do your chores. You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax.
Disagree.
I wish this was true. I would love to be that person.
I'm gonna agree because I need to get them done.
I slightly disagree. Sometimes, like I know. I need to, but I do that like scroll down my feed a little bit and I'm like, I'm gonna rest just 5 minutes and then
half an hour.
In these agreements, you prioritize providing your point over preserving the feelings of others. You prioritize proving your point over preserving the feelings of others.
I'm gonna disagree. Because if I want to prove my point, I'm gonna prove my point.
What? I don't, I'm following.
Like, if I want to prove my point, I'm gonna prove my point. And it's not because, like, I want to preserve the other people's feelings and I'm not gonna prove it. You know what I mean?
So you're gonna agree? You prioritize proving your point?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, I'm really bad at this.
It's the English.
I'm gonna slightly agree.
Slightly agree.
Because if the other person's crying, I'm not gonna be like...
Yeah, same. I slightly agree too. I think I'm prioritize like the reason, but I'm not gonna be like super cold either. You usually wait for others to introduce themselves first at social gatherings. True.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree, fully agree on that one.
Your mood can change very quickly.
I'm gonna put like in the middle because that's how the mood can change. You know?
Yeah, I slightly disagree. I think I'm not like a roller coaster of emotions for my mood to be like, but at the same time, sometimes something can trigger.
Yeah.
You are not easily swayed by emotional arguments.
You are not easily swayed by emotional arguments. I'm gonna disagree because I'm a little bit swayed by emotional arguments. I'm gonna disagree a little bit. No. I'm gonna agree a little bit. I'm so bad at this. You are not easily swayed, but I am.
You're easily swayed or you're not?
I am easily swayed. So I disagree.
So you disagree.
Okay. I slightly disagree. And you agreed. Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
You often end up doing things at the last possible moment. It's almost like a fully agree, but not like fully. But I tend to... I was always that student that did the homework like on the night before.
Yeah. I'm gonna put in the middle because I think I'm getting like better with the years in planning and doing things earlier.
You enjoy debating ethical dilemmas. I love this. My favorite hobby.
Me too. And I agree. The ethical dilemmas are so cool.
Will you run over a dog or 10 people?
10 people.
You usually prefer to be around others rather than on your own.
I'm gonna put the middle because I love being around people, but I also love being on my own.
Yeah. I went with a slightly disagree. You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
I'm gonna put that I slightly agree. Because I like the debate to be light. You disagree.
I love theoretical. When facts and feelings conflict, you usually find yourself following your heart. I think this is similar to the gut answer. So I went with the same answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna slightly agree.
Should we speed it up a little bit?
Yeah. So, we have the results.
Wait, no longer, guys.
Iris is the exact same.
INTP.
You can count with her to be cohesive and the same person.
The same person I was 3 years ago.
However, I am a completely different profile.
Was the Gemini rising?
Yeah. Maybe if I do it tomorrow, it's a different thing. But yeah, do you want to say your result?
Yes, so mine is INTPA. It's called the logician. Logician.
It's from logic. From the world logic.
And it says that we are innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Should I read everything of mine or do we? Okay. Energy. So the first letter is between I and E. I'm an I, which means I'm an introvert. Big news. And it says I'm 82% introvert. Introverted individuals tend to prefer fewer yet deep and meaningful social interactions and often feel drawn to calmer environments. And I guess this is true, I think, for me. Mm-hmm. In percentage, what would you give me as an introvert, knowing me? You think it would be less than 80 or more?
I think I would give you 80.
80. Yeah, so it's...
Yeah.
For now,
yeah,
it's legit. Then it's between... Oh, so the I. No. I-N. Oh, the N is from intuitive.
Intuitive. Okay.
Sorry. And the other option is being an observant. So, how do you say it? Your accent is better than mine.
Intuitive.
Uh-huh. Intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. And I have 85% of this.
Nice.
And the other one is observant.
Observant. Okay.
Yeah. I guess it's true. I always tend to like know the direction I want to go without a reason, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So for now, I agree with this. Then we have nature, that it's between thinking and feeling. And I have 64 thinking. So I'm a thinker. Thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality, often dismissing emotions in favor of logic. They tend to see effectiveness as more important than social harmony. All right. So far, agree. Then we have tactics. I have 64% of prospecting rather than judging. So prospecting individuals are very good at improvising and adapting to opportunities. They tend to be flexible, non-conformists who value novelty above stability. I think this is true too. I'm very impulsive, so I'm okay with like a ever-changing reality instead of like comfort. Then we have identity. And here you can be assertive or turbulent. And I'm 68% assertive. Assertive individuals are self-assured, even temperate, and resistant to stress. They refuse to worry too much and tend to be self-confident when striving to achieve goals. Okay. And this was all. Wait, I need to put my email. All right. And this was all for mine. If you're also INTPA, let me know in the comments. I want to meet my twin. Now, Sophia's results.
My personality type is protagonist, apparently.
Ooh, slay protagonist.
I don't consider myself
main character.
What? And then it's the ENFJT. And yeah, basically, before I got an I instead of the E, which means I got introverted instead of extroverted. But actually, I'm 54% extroverted. So maybe that's why It's like
it keeps changing.
Yeah, it keeps changing. Maybe if I'm having a more emo day, I'm more introverted.
Also, I think with age, people tend to overcome a little bit of the introvert part. So maybe since it's 3 years apart, you grew more into an extrovert. But I would say that's pretty true.
Accurate,
because I feel like you're an in-between.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the social scenario. Yeah,
I agree. And then I'm 68% intuitive and only 32% observant.
So you're also an N.
Yeah.
We get that in common.
Very imaginative, open-minded, and curious.
Good.
Yeah. And then I'm 60% feeling.
Ooh.
This is where we change.
That's where we change.
Yeah.
That's EF.
Exactly.
So read us about.
So, feeling individuals value emotional expression and sensitivity. They place a lot of importance on empathy, social harmony, and cooperation. So, 60%.
I think that's very accurate too.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I don't know what these tests mean, but I feel like our dynamic is a little bit like that. Like every time that we need to make decisions together as like a team, I feel like you enter more with feeling and I enter more with reason. And sometimes like it's a good balance to have.
I agree.
Because sometimes I remember like last week I told you like we need to do this thing and write this down to talk with like someone. Mm-hmm. And you were like... do we need to write it like that? It's funny because it happens in real life that you come more with the feelings.
Yeah,
and it's good.
True.
It's a good balance.
Yeah. I'm just sensitive. Then I'm 54% judging. So it's also like in between. And
that's
I think
true.
That's another one I got different last
that's
time.
That's a J.
Yeah. And last time I got P.
Yeah.
So it says judging individuals are decisive. I don't think I'm decisive. Thorough and highly organized. They value clarity, predictability, and closure. Preferring structure and planning.
Maybe you got some English questions
Maybe
wrong.
I got some English questions wrong because I don't think this is right.
You
but
might
again,
be a INT.
It's 54%. But yeah. I'm not decisive. I'm not a decisive person. I don't think so. And then I got 57% turbulent.
What's turbulent?
I'm not... like, I'm so close to the 50% all the time. It's like, who am I? Turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. This is true. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionist, and eager to improve.
That's really true.
Yeah.
You're a turbulent.
I'm turbulent.
The planner, I think it might change. Sometimes a T, sometimes a J. Is a J?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me put my email.
So this was fun. If you're also the same type as Sophia, let us know too. Or, you know, just comment your MBTI type. I want to know like who are our listeners and it's going to be fun to compare.
Yeah. And then we also have some curiosities here for each personality. I'm going to read yours and then you can read mine.
Okay.
Let me see what I can say that is fun. Oh, other people that have your profile that you may not know.
Hmm.
Bill Gates.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
Albert Einstein.
Oh, how do they know? You know?
Yeah.
Did he make this test?
Suspicious. Let's not ruin the dream. Isaac Newton. You're so smart. You're so smart. Avicii.
The DJ?
The DJ?
So random. That's so random. Einstein and Avicii.
Einstein and Avicii.
More things about you.
I thought there was a part where it said like the best
jobs.
Jobs. No. Oh, career paths. Free thinking and eccentric people with INTP personality type may struggle to find jobs and career paths that really suit them. They are quirky personalities with unique perspectives on the world, and few work environments are designed with them in mind. That is true.
That's true.
But with a little ingenuity, INTPs can find work that takes full of advantage of their strengths, including creativity, passion for ideas, and an innovative spirit. These qualities, like so many things about this personality type, are rare. As a result, they can, with a little effort, find ways to stand out in a wide range of fields.
Oh, that's why it doesn't say a specific career path, because you can stand out in many of them.
In many.
You just pick. Scientist?
Indifference is not a choice.
Indifference is not a choice.
All right.
Should I read yours?
Yes.
We can also look it up, like if there's celebrities besides Avicii.
Yeah.
Oh, protagonist you may know, Barack Obama.
Wow.
Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
John Cusack. Ben Affleck.
Wow.
Wow. There's more? There's more. Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. I think her personality is cool.
Daenerys Targaryen?
Daenerys! Is that the blonde one? Daenerys? Like the. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, how do they know the MBTI of a fictional character? Yeah, our producer also took the test. What's your result?
The campaigner.
E-N?
E-N?
E-N-F-P.
E-N-F-P. So extrovert.
So our producer is the most extroverted of us.
Them all. Yeah, of us all.
Good to know. So when guests come over, you're gonna like introduce.
Hello.
You're gonna introduce them.
You can even say they're a little bit weird. If you have any problem, you can come to me. And then we're gonna be here in the corner, like, hi.
We're like, thank you for coming.
A new friend.
You know who's the same type as you? You're not gonna be happy about this.
No.
Drake.
Drake. Oh no. Not the Beatle.
And Harry Styles.
Yay.
And Jimin from BTS.
Okay.
I'm gonna search mine.
Oh, we can also see which one is the rarest. The rarest. The rarest of them all.
No, I don't have anyone new besides the bad ones. There's Meryl Streep.
I like her. Oh, I can't believe I'm the same as Drake.
Oh, I have Jungkook from BTS. The rarest. The INFJ is the rarest personality type, as it typically makes up for around 2% of the population. Other rare types include INTJ, the mastermind personality, the ENTJ, the commander, and the ENFJ, the protagonist.
Oh!
And the ENTP, the debater. Those are the rarest.
I'm rare.
You're rare.
But so is Drake, so I'm not excited. I mean, he is something.
Oh, I found the percentage of people. What's yours? INFJ? No, EN? ENFJ?
Yeah.
It's 2.5%.
Wow.
Mine is 3.3. So it's more common. And yeah, the rarest is INFJ, 1%. 1.5. Damn. Very cool. We also found on TikTok some tests that is like really short tests of personality. I don't know like how accurate these are or if they have any sort of truth in them, but let's try it out together. You guys can do this with us. Okay, so on this one, there's three pictures of somewhat called family. And basically from this tree, you need to pick the one that doesn't look like a family. And it's supposed to say a lot about your personality, like how you feel about these images. I already picked one, but you can...
The one that does not feel like a family. Like family.
Yeah. You need to pick and you remember the name. You guys do the same at home. You're going to put the picture, the images on the screen and read the explanations for all three choices.
What if I feel like they all look like families?
What looks less like a family, maybe? She can't pick.
See, I'm very indecisive. They're all family.
There should be an option, like, if you can't pick this.
Yes.
This is how your personality
I'm going to pick
is.
One, but I'm not going to, like, relate to it.
You're picking randomly? There's not one that seems a little, like...
No, they're all families.
No.
I'm going to pick one. Should I say it? I'm going to pick the number two because they're not holding hands.
Okay. I picked number one because he looks like he's in a runway, like with the hands on the pockets. And I felt like he doesn't look like the father of the family, but that was my only reasoning. But it's good.
Okay, now that you're saying that. Okay.
You picked number two because yeah. They were not holding hands. Okay. Let's see the explanation.
It's gonna be really dark.
Being a family, you're the type of person who treats your friends like your real family. You like to help them.
That's you.
Makes them happy because doing that makes you happy. You always strive to bring something good to everyone's life. You likely grew up without a strong father figure. That's why you always want to be there for other people. You
without a father figure.
You always try to be there for people in need.
This is such a
like
lie.
You saw your mother doing. If your
answer this is such a lie. I have such a good connection with my... I am such a daddy's girl.
So you picked number two. Are you ready? Let's hear it.
Two, according to experts, you are a strong family-oriented person. There is nothing more important to you than family. You believe in building stable and long-lasting relationships based on trust and commitment. You put your family's needs first, and sometimes you even ignore your own needs if you could do what makes your family or your loved ones happy.
That's true.
If you chose group number three,
that's good.
According to experts, you probably come from...
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Let's go with number three.
A dysfunctional family. Due to your traumatic childhood, you have trouble trusting people. You're anxious.
That's a good thing. No one picked number three.
Often a challenge for you. You're constantly worried about the future and you tend to overthink everything. So now, let me know in the comments.
Wait, you were having trouble deciding and you picked the only good one. So I think you did very well.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another one. Okay, let's hear this. Let's hear this other one.
When you answer the following question, the answer you give will reflect a lot on your personality. So think carefully. Imagine a very tall banana tree. The banana tree only has one banana. There is a lion, a giraffe, a squirrel, and a chimpanzee. The animals decide to compete.
Wait. The fuck? Wait,
No, okay. So there's a big banana tree. There's only one banana on the banana tree. And then there's a lion, a giraffe, a squirrel, and a chimpanzee.
Okay, a banana. No. There's a banana, a tree, a lion, a squirrel,
giraffe, and chimpanzee.
And chimpanzee. Let's hear some more.
To see who can get the banana from the tree first, who do you think will win? Got your answer.
Okay, so we need to decide from all these four animals who will take the banana. I think I have my answer.
I have my answer too.
Okay, should we say our answers? 1, 2, 3, giraffe. Chimpanzee.
Because the giraffe is already there. But a banana tree, wait, the banana trees are not tall?
It's tall, it's tall. He said a very tall banana tree.
Yeah, okay. So the giraffe is already there.
Yeah,
you
probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The chimpanzee is running. She's already... Oh.
I just went for like, they love bananas. So yeah. The one that loves it more will win.
Okay, let's hear.
Your answer was a lion. You are a fighter. Believing in raw power and strength to achieve your goals. You approach life with courage and aren't afraid to take the lead. If your answer was a giraffe, you are a logical thinker, recognizing obvious solutions and using your inherent skills.
That's you.
If your answer was a squirrel...
Wait, so you're
a
logical...
You. That's you. That's...
No, but it was a logical
thought. It was a logical thought, yeah.
Because she's tall.
Yeah.
You are an optimist, seeing every challenge as an opportunity and finding joy in even the little things. If
makes
your answer
sense.
Was a chimpanzee, you are a deep thinker. Evaluating all angles and using both intelligence and intuition. Your observant nature allows you to see layers in situations that others might miss. What animal do you choose?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yours is kind of correct as well.
But they are all good.
Yeah,
so
they're all good.
I think either one is
the squirrel
fun.
Is very...
It's very...
Little squirrel.
I would like to know someone that picked the squirrel because it's very interesting.
They're quicker than a chimpanzee.
True. But like, there's a lion there. I don't even imagine a squirrel eating it, but
no, me neither.
It's gonna take weeks.
They can just put like
small chunks.
I love squirrels. They're my favorite animal, probably.
Oh, that's cute. You're like very... How do you call that in English? Rodent?
Like a rat? Oh my god, I saw that!
No, because of the rabbit.
Oh, because of the rat. No, but I saw that. There's a trend on TikTok going where girls say if they're a frog or a rat. Apparently you have some features on your face.
You're either one or the other?
One or the other.
Oh. I want to know if I'm...
Yeah, let's search it. Just...
Frog? Frog or rat?
Frog or rat. Trend.
Taylor Swift is a rat. She is, though. She looks like a rat.
Yeah, she's not a frog.
She's not a frog.
I want to see a frog.
It's a frog.
Oh, yeah.
A rat.
I was gonna say frog.
I was gonna say frog too. This is a frog? No. A rat. Wait, but how do we know?
Bella Hadid is a rat?
Oh, so there's no test to make. You just need to look into the person's eyes. And I feel like you're red just because we discussed here that people have like animal faces or something in an episode. And we were saying like you could be like a squirrel or something. Yeah. So I imagine that type of animal.
Yeah.
But I think I would be maybe a frog, no? What am I? But if I do this,
I don't know. It's hard.
Okay, let's open the branch. It can be any animal. I think you said I was like a quoll or something.
Yeah.
But between rat and frog.
A koala would more easily be a rat than a frog.
That's true. A frog is more like slimy. This is hard.
I think it's hard. Yeah, I remember when I saw that video, I was like...
I think frog, I imagine like someone with really big eyes or far apart like eyes.
Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée is a rat, no?
Do you think he's a rat? Oh, I'm really bad at this.
Because his face like...
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a little red. Frog is more open, wide face. More like round Selena. Face. More like Selena, maybe. This is a weird theory.
And Haley, do you think Haley is a rat? No, it's a frog.
Haley? Haley is a frog.
He's a frog.
The mouth is like
the
frog.
The mouth is very froggy.
We are really... judging people here.
She's pretty.
She is.
I don't know. I think you're a rat.
I'm a rat. Okay, so I think we are done for today. Before we end this episode, I forgot in the beginning, we usually like talk about everyday stuff and I have something that we need to discuss that we haven't yet. I saw you were watching the same series as I am.
Oh, you are. Have you finished?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't.
But I'm not going to spoil anything, but you're watching The 8 Show.
The 8 Show.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
So good. So good. I was a bit skeptical because in the beginning, it looked like a lot like Alice in Borderland and also that movie of The Platform.
The Platform,
where
the
food
comes down. Similar, yeah.
It's very similar. But I feel like they did a great job so far. Like, got me really hooked and I'm excited. But I haven't finished yet.
Yeah, I think so too. I think in the beginning when I saw like the numbers on the jerseys and everything, like, I was like, is this like a copy of Squid Game? Yeah. And it's also like Korean. But I think then they made like a great job too, making it more like based on like society than games, than the Squid Game.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. So you guys should watch
it. Yeah.
It's really cool.
I'm super excited.
But now I need a new series.
Have you watched Fallout?
No, because I don't have the streaming
platform. Yeah.
The streaming platform. But yeah, I'm gonna try to get that one. Is HBO? Yeah. No, I don't remember.
I think it's Prime.
Yeah, there's so many.
There are so many.
It's very expensive to make like subscriptions to all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for today.
Oh, I watched Momentum for the first time.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like watching classical movies.
Yeah, you are.
Time. Yeah.
It was like the Fight Club.
Fight Club. The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
And now Momentum. Yeah, so far the best one is Fight Club. So yeah.
Have you watched Clockwork Orange?
No.
That's
good.
It's really good.
Clockwork Orange. I've never heard of it.
It's a really good movie and I see a lot of references on the 8 Show. So it's...
Okay.
Like,
okay. It's going to be my next one. Really cool.
It's trippy, but it's really nice. Okay, guys, that's it for today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to us and let us know your personality types. And if there's any other tests or if you know like a better test for us to do, let us know because it's fun and we'd love to.
We'd love to. Yeah. It's pink fall time now.
I love it how I mess up this every time.
Like, bye.
Bye.
Pinkball time. Pinkball time. Pinkball time.
We got a pink ball. Let's see what we have for the next one. Things we can't stand.
Ooh.
There's so many.
Yeah. We already have an episode called Our Pet Peeves. In case you haven't watched it, go watch it. And this is going to be like a part two.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe more in depth and more specific things.
I agree.
Yeah.
More like nitpicking. Small things.
Yeah, that we need to get creative on this one.
And we're going to ask you guys too. So answering our stories, things you can't stand. We want to react to see if we feel the same way.
Yeah. So yeah, see you guys on next Monday. We hope you enjoyed. We had a lot of fun. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.